$2 and some change in my pocket. Feel like a rocket. Think I'll go out and have me a time on this old town, cause I've been feeling down. Not I'm feeling just fine. Welcome to the Ancient Radio Players production of the Oaky Red Dust Review. Chaos from that town here in Oklahoma, where the dust is red and so are the Knicks. So kick back, get your glass of iced tea, play the Hot Links, and enjoy the Ancient Radio Players presentation of the Oaky Red Dust Review. Gonna hitch him up, ride me a filly on down to Piccadilly, and have me a swing with a dance hall gal. Gonna wove it up, gonna change my luck. Tonight I'm feeling just fine. Tonight I'm feeling just fine. We're now gonna bring you the news, more yokel, more meaningless. Take it away.
Thank you, and how's Red Dust? Good, I hope. Headline, man pinned a chair by deer head. Tony Wildeman was taking a nap in his recliner when his prized deer head fell off the wall above his chair, waking him from his slumber and pinning him to said recliner. All Tony could do was dial 911 and scream, "Grumba noo fuma!" After some translation, a crew was sent to dislodge Tony from the deer head. After, of course, photos were taken to post on the EMT worker's website. A Red Dust hat's off to you, Tony. Headline, Scooter Jenkins was unknowingly caught in an automated speed trap that measured the speed using radar and photographed his car. He later received in the mail a ticket for $40 and a photo of his car. Instead of payment, he sent the police department a photograph of $40. Several days later, he received another letter from the police, this one containing another picture, this time of handcuffs. He immediately mailed in his $40. Good thinking, Scooter. Headline, seems George Dobson wanted some beer pretty badly. He decided he'd just throw a cinder block through the local liquor store window, grab some booze, and then run. So he lifted the cinder block, heaved it over his head at the window, and the cinder block bounced back and hit George on the head, knocking him unconscious. All this was caught on the surveillance videotape. A Red Dust hat's off to you, George. Headline, Lola Haslow called the Red Dust Hospital and Vet Clinic upset because she caught her little daughter eating ants. She was reassured that the ants are not harmful and there would be no need to bring her daughter into the hospital. She calmed down and at the end of the conversation happened to mention to the woman that she gave her daughter some ant poison in order to kill the ants that she ate. She was then informed that she might want to bring her daughter into the hospital after all. The news brought to you by Rubber Bait. If it ain't rubber, it ain't bait.
If you want to catch a fish and you don't want to miss, listen to me and do it like this. Come on down and buy Rubber Bait. You'll catch some fish and you won't have to wait. Rubber Bait, Rubber Bait, Rubber Bait.
This month's special, the Lullaby Lizard. This month's special, the Lullaby Lizard, with sonic harmonics to lull the fish to sleep. And it comes with barbless hooks. Remember, if it ain't rubber, it ain't bait. Try Rubber Bait. Back to you.
Folks, it's summertime here in Red Dust, and you know what that means. Hot dogs, cookouts, blown off fingers from fireworks, and the noodling tournament hosted right here in Red Dust. We here at the radio station are hosting this year along with the Garden of Eden restaurant. The rules are simple. Get to the Wahoso River today and catch the biggest catfish you can by using your arm or leg as bait. At the end of the day, the one with the biggest catfish wins. The station has its very own Carl Perkins down at the Wahoso River reporting live on the noodling tournament. Are you there, Carl?
Carl Perkins here.
Can you tell us about the noodling tournament, Carl?
Well, yes, I can.
Carl.
Yes?
Will you tell us about the noodling tournament?
Yes, I will.
Carl!
Oh, right. Carl Perkins here reporting from the Wahoso River at this year's noodling tournament. Noodling. A sport of champions, of kings. Really, when you think about it, Red Dust. Man versus beast. Man taking on the wild. Noodling's not for the fearful or faint of heart. We have with us here,
Charlie Randall.
Charlie Randall.
You can call me Char-Char. Everybody else does.
All right. Charles, what does it take to be a noodler?
Man, if I had a buck for every time somebody asked me that, Carl.
What?
What?
If you had a buck for every time someone asked you that.
As what?
That was my question. What?
Huh?
What would you have if you had a buck for every time someone asked you that?
I don't know what.
Well, never mind.
Well, it's just some expression I heard one day out there on the river, Carl.
Obviously, Charles.
Char-char, Carl. Call me Char-char.
Charles, what does it take to be a noodler?
Well, an arm is good.
For what?
For bait.
For bait?
That's right. These catfish, they love to have an arm stuffed down their gullet. Let me see your arm there, Carl.
Excuse me.
See, you got a right meaty forearm there, boy. What would that, that'd make some good bait right there. You ever thought about entering the tournament?
Not in this lifetime, no.
Or your leg, Carl. Let me see that calf of yours there.
That's my pants leg.
Look at there, Carl. Primo bait right there.
You use your leg for bait.
It's noodling, Carl. That's how it's done. I've seen a catfish swallow my uncle's leg to his thigh.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Granted now, he was only 5 foot even, so that made for a short leg, but still.
Didn't that hurt when he did that?
Well, they don't call him Two-Toed John for nothing, Carl. That dude was a 60-pounder.
Your uncle?
The catfish, Carl. The catfish was a 60-pounder. Head flattered and pounded cornmeal. And that's exactly what we used to fry him up. Well, after we took John to the emergency room, and then we started calling him Two-Toed John.
And is that a problem for him?
No, he don't mind. He don't care. Sure, he has to wear a couple of different sizes of shoes now and only walks in circles, but hey, that's how it is when you're a noodler.
Is that what it takes to be in this sport? You have to lose a digit?
Well, not a digit, but if you've lost a finger or a toe, you've passed into the upper echelon of being a noodler. Now, wait till you meet No Fingers Fiona. She's great. She's out here somewhere.
No Fingers Fiona?
Oh, yeah. She's one of the best ones out here.
Until she loses the fingers on her other hand.
Well, noodling is noodling does, Carl.
Thanks, Charles.
Char-char, Carl. Everybody called me Char-char.
Thank you, Charles. Carl Perkins here at the Wahoso River for the annual Red Dust Noodling Contest. Back to you.
And we'll be going back to check in with Carl and all the noodlers out at the Wahoso River. And now a word from one of our sponsors.
Need to stick something butt good? Have a draft in a window? Have pesky warts that need to go? Then we have the product for you. Dudley's Duct Tape is the tape that will do all of these jobs for you and more. Have a wound and no band-aids? Use Dudley's Duct Tape. And new news about Dudley's Duct Tape. It's 85% effective in removing warts from off your body. Just stick and rip and no more warts. Dudley's is a high quality duct tape made from the best duct and the best tape. Afraid of losing your kids at the mall this Christmas? Don't. Use Dudley's Duct Tape, and they'll never be far behind. Remove warts. Use to remove unwanted hair from your body. Who needs wax when you have Dudley's Duct Tape? Cut yourself deep and need a tourniquet? Use Dudley's. Addicted to cigarettes but can't afford the patch? Use Dudley's Duct Tape. Dudley's Duct Tape, the product of 1,000 uses. Dudley's, for all your duct tape needs.
As a service to our listeners, we here at the station let you know what's happening in your community. And one way we do this is by broadcasting city council meetings from time to time, just to show you how hard your city council is working for you. We have a mic set up there now and go there live.
That ain't gonna work, Donna.
It does in other towns.
Hello, this is Red Dust, or haven't you noticed?
I'm sure she has, Steve.
Shut up, BJ.
Excuse me?
If only.
A 24/7 camera at the stoplight on Main will deter drivers driving like a maniac through there, Steve.
Who drives like a maniac through there, Leanne?
Well, now, Steve, I saw you fly through there just yesterday.
No, you didn't, BJ.
I was standing there at the corner, and there you were zooming by in your truck.
It wasn't me.
We had a camera there. We'd know, Steve.
True, and you'd find out it wasn't me.
Well, Steve, If I'm lying, I'm dying.
If only.
Steve.
Leanne, I was not in the vicinity.
The vicinity?
It's called a dictionary. Look it up, BJ.
Steve, it was your truck.
But it wasn't me.
Your truck, but wasn't you.
Yeah, you see how that works?
A camera would be a deterrent to speeding through that intersection.
And then we have a good picture of Steve's truck.
BJ.
I'm still trying to figure out who was in Steve's truck.
Well, if it wasn't me, BJ, who do you think it might be?
Whoops, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Didn't you just hear me say that, Steve? Sheesh.
BJ.
Steve, Donna, come on now.
Leanne, now that we've all been formally introduced.
Not funny, BJ.
Who was driving your truck, Steve?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Who's Pete?
No one.
It's someone, Leanne, if he has a name. Even I know that.
Doubt it.
Well, why does Steve love Pete? Uh-oh.
BJ.
I'll put your name on the prayer board on Sunday, Steve.
BJ, for the love of Pete is an expression.
I heard of love for Pete.
Can we just vote on this issue on the table?
And so help me, BJ, if you say what issue on what table, I will personally commit homicide.
Will Pete be there?
BJ.
Hey, was that who was driving your truck? He needs to obey the speed limit through there. He's dangerous.
I make a motion to have a speed trap camera on the corner of Main Street.
I second it.
I third it.
BJ, for the love of
Pete! I'd hate for you to forget his name.
BJ, a motion only gets a motion and a second, and then we vote.
That's right, BJ, the proper parliamentary procedure.
But everything comes in threes, Leanne. ABC, 1, 2, 3, the death of Hollywood stars. It's a rule, so I third it.
BJ.
No, Steve, no. Let him third it. It's okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
You better believe it.
Steve, that is not proper parliamentary procedure. Aye is yes and nay is no.
Well, no then.
Nay, Steve, nay.
Steve,
be serious, Steve.
Come on, Steve. What would Pete say?
Nay, all right, nay, nay, nay.
Steve, you can only vote once now.
BJ.
What?
There you have it, folks. Your city council working hard for you. We're going to take a break here at the station for a couple of songs by Jonathan Bomboy from Red Dust own rockabilly band, The Salt Licks. Jonathan Bomboy is a new addition to the Ancient Radio Players, so give it up for Jonathan Bomboy.
Heading out south to the land of the pine, for my way in North Carolina. Looking down the road and I'm praying to God I see headlights. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like that southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Well, run from the cold up in New England. I was born to be fiddling in old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick the banjo. Well, old North Country keep getting me now. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. I ain't looking back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain now. Rock me, mama, like that southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Well, running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddling in old town string band. And down south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap of Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Riley, at least I know we'll have died free. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain now. Rock me, mama, like that southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. I hear that train a-coming, it's a-running down the bend. And I ain't seen no sunshine since. I don't know when, and I am stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antonio. I was just a baby, my mama told me, son. She said, always be a good boy. Now, don't you play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I'll hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in fancy dining cars. They are probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. If they'd free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I'd bet I'd move it on now just a little down the line. Oh, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Thank you, Jonathan Bomboy of the Salt Licks. Jonathan, while you're here, why don't you tell us the five top country songs of the week?
At number five, we have Shoes Keep Walking Back to You. Number four, Velcro Arms, Teflon Heart. Number three, Motor Oil Love, and I'm a Quart Low. Number two, Getting Gray from Being Blue. Number one, Cheating While the Cheating's Good.
All right, top five country songs. Thank you, Jonathan. We're going to bring you now the voice of the Fighting Bo Weevils, Ronnie Haslow with sports. How you doing, Ronnie?
Grand, just grand. And how are we out there today, sports enthusiasts? Is your Bo Weevil heart beating loud and proud? I know it is. And now for the sports. Summer weightlifting is underway for the Bo Weevil football team. Coach Henley has been supervising weight training down at the weight room. So far, there have only been 6 injuries with the weights, which is far better than last year at this time. And in related news, Roy Malcolm Jr., star athlete for the Boll Weevils, had a barbell fall on his face, breaking every sinus in his cavity. Roy, who is known to be accident prone, was quoted as saying,
"Many formed me."
And ne'er truer words were ever spoken, Roy. The school board meets today to decide just how much they will contribute to Roy's reconstructive surgery. Let's keep him in your prayers, sports enthusiasts. The girls' softball team was in postseason play this summer and are in the winner's bracket as we speak. We have a girls' softball team? Really? Well, the ball is soft after all. I mean, come on. And still now, back to more football news. 2-a-days coming up fast, folks, and with it, the football field cleanup day is coming on. That means bring out your weed eaters and your lawnmowers to the field this coming Saturday to make the Boll Weevil football field the envy of the quadruple lowercase A conference. And by the way, whoever brought the matches last year and burned the field up, don't come this year. We appreciate your enthusiasm, but this isn't your wheat field. We know that's good in nature, but not for a football field. The boys had to play on black dirt all last season. That's not showing your Boll Weevil heart. And as everyone knows, the big sports news, folks, is the possible quadruple lowercase A conference shakeup. You heard it first right here on KDST, The Dust, about the possible conference realignment for Red Dust. This is big news, folks, and with us to discuss this important issue is our very own Coach Henley. Hey, Coach, how goes it?
It does, Ronnie, but I wish it wouldn't.
Well, there you go. I hear you, Coach. The quadruple lowercase A conference shakeup, Coach.
Sounds like a drink, don't it, Ronnie?
It does at that.
Yeah, not a good one. One that leaves a bad aftertaste in your mouth and makes your guts churn, but you have to drink it anyway.
A vivid picture, Coach.
Yeah, it's vivid and I'm livid.
As the sports enthusiasts out there know, Coach, the QLCAC, or the QualCAC, as we all know it, went through a shakeup just a couple of weeks ago.
Platts Flat decided they didn't want to be in the conference anymore, so they joined the TILCAC 7.
The triple lowercase A conference 7, because they have 7 teams.
Correctamundo heavy on the mundo. Well, Poe Dunn jumped on board as well, and Craggy Buff decided to leave the Medium 8 conference.
That's right.
Which gives the TILCAC 7 9 teams and the Medium 8 7, which makes perfect sense in sports when you think about it.
What caused all this, Scorch?
Well, Ronnie, as I told the boys, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. And they understood it when I said that.
You got the football boys together for this, Coach?
Yes, I had to break it to them.
And they were in a large group?
Yes.
Never mind, Coach. Continue.
Well, they took it real hard, Ronnie.
Now, how's that, Coach?
Well, they took it like men. Men who wear earrings. I told them a conference is a group that has a conference to confer the conference and let everyone know how the conference with the conference went. They understood me when I tell them that.
But when it's all said and done, Coach, isn't it all about football?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Look, I tell my boys, football players win football games. It's that simple.
But we lose a lot, Coach.
I understand that, Ronnie, and as I always tell the boys, winners never make excuses, and we're loaded with them.
Well, we do have a tough schedule.
Well, football's a tough game, Ronnie. As I tell the boys, you have to have a slightly recessive gene that has a little something to do with that brain to go out to the football field and beat your head against another human being on a daily basis. They understand it when I tell them that.
And they need to know just how tough it is, right, Coach?
Absolutely. Football has a lot of injuries and deaths, but none of them serious.
Well, what does all this mean for the QualCAC, Coach?
Tell the truth, Ronnie, I don't know, and I really don't have the inclination to care. Thinking about making my own conference with Red Dust and another team made up from the fellas down at the coffee shop. We'll call the conference the Dynamic Duo, which will probably get us in trouble because it's copyrighted or something.
This conference business is getting to you, Coach.
You think?
Well, with all this drama going on, what are you telling the players?
I tell them to focus on one word only, conference playoffs.
That's a lot to think about, Coach.
You ain't whistling Dixie.
I wasn't.
That's what I know. The boys are working hard in the weight room right now, and they get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter what time it is.
That's grand, Coach. Are any of them running?
Yeah, now that Roy's face is flat and flat's flat, he's running out on the track every day. And let me tell you, early in the morning, he's the only one out there on that track. Well, except for his car. When he comes in, he's literally sweating his eyeballs out.
Well, what's the future of this great high school conference, Coach?
Oh, man, Ronnie, I wish I knew. We'll stick with the quadruple A because, well, they're the only one that'll have us. I want the boys focused on the game of football. It's a game with a ball for your foot, Ronnie, and that's what they need to have on their mind. As I always tell them, nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
Oh. I hear you, Coach. Boy, do I hear you. And that's all the time we have, sports enthusiasts. Keep that Red Dust heart beating and that Bull Weevil spirit soaring for the stars. Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thank you, Coach. Sports brought to you by Maxine's Car Parts and Hair Care.
Have you said this lately?
Oh, my lands. My hair is a mess, and I haven't had it fixed in a long, long time. But my husband won't let me go to town unless I get the car repaired. What's a girl to do?
Familiar scene, isn't it, ladies? The hair needs attention. So does the car. There's no time to do both before you drive home with the kids from school. Well, look no further. It's time you drive on into Red Dust Maxine's Car Parts and Hair Care. We offer all car parts on all major brands with minor mechanic repair. We also fix your hair in any style that you like while you wait. Maxine's knows how tight your time is. We can fix your car with our car parts and service while your hair is styled, cut, combed, washed, conditioned, dried, and coiffed. A hairdo and a fixed car. What more could you want? And you'll be saying this.
Thanks, Maxine. You fixed my hair and my car and made me feel like a new woman.
You see, it's that easy. That's Maxine's Car Parts and Hair Care. This week's special, 30 weight oil change and hair frizz for $45.99. You heard it right, $45.99, and we use the same oil in your car on your hair. We've also gone green in Maxine's. That's Maxine's.
And now we have... Now we have in the studio with us Red Dust's own poet laureate, Zane Dobson, for the poem of the day. Look for Zane's new collection of poetry, Cathead Biscuits and Other Limericks, by Random Horse Publishing. Zane? Thank you. I've entitled this one, Eaten Out. The other day, my friend and I got the urge to splurge on a meal. Eaten out, that is. Tablecloths, napkins, cutlery, and such. We didn't have much, my friend and I. Just two Americans eating Chinese and going Dutch. We hit the buffet, not four times, but three. He ate noodle souffle, I had mugu fricassee. We ate in a flash this steamy fried mash for our workday lunch. Just two Americans eating Chinese and going Dutch. We ate in a hurry over two bowls of curry, eating teriyaki by the slice over a bed of deep fried rice. We may be a couple of hicks, but we used our chopsticks to spear the sesame chicken that was real finger licking. And we agreed we ate too much. Just two Americans eating Chinese and going Dutch. So when eating out with your friends where the fun never ends, just bring your dough and your appetite. You don't need that much. You'll be just two Americans eating Chinese and going Dutch. Just two Americans eating Chinese and going Dutch. I thank you. Thank you, Zane. We now return to Carl Perkins on the banks of the Wauhoso River, where the annual Red Dust Noodling Tournament is taking place. Carl!
Carl Perkins here.
Can you give us an update, Carl?
Why, yes, I can.
Carl.
Yes?
Would you please give us that update now?
Absolutely.
Carl!
Right, right. Carl Perkins here at the Wauhoso River watching the noodlers noodle. You know, most folks out there think noodling's a sport that only males do. This is incorrect. With me today is Nelma Jenkins, so-proclaimed world-class noodler.
That's right, Carl.
Nelma, the first question we have to ask you is how you got started out in this sport.
Well, it was my husband. May the good Lord bless his soul.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he had passed.
He hasn't. Not yet, anyway.
He will if he doesn't get me my catfish stringer down here in the next 5 minutes.
So he got you noodling?
Oh, sure. We did that for our honeymoon. He said to me, and I will never forget, he said, "Don't go in deep water when noodling catfish. Don't go alone. Don't go into water with a strong current, and be aware of snapping turtles, muskrats, beavers, leeches, poisonous snakes. Be aware of loose rocks. Watch out for caving holes in the side of banks. You need to go with someone who's experienced. Don't ever, never tie yourself to a fish, because they will drown you quicker than you can spit." And after he told me all that, I knew it was sport for me. We've been doing it ever since.
Do you have a technique that works for you, Nelma?
Well, all noodlers got their own style, Carl. Some are quiet, some are loud and scream like little girls, and some use their hands, others their feet. Me, I like to stick my arm in the hole, and if I feel me a flathead, I punch him right in the face.
And that works?
I got a 62-pounder in the freezer to prove it.
You punch the fish in the face.
Why, sure. What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it, Nelma.
You criticizing my technique, Carl?
No, ma'am.
My husband did that once. Just once, Carl.
Well, I can understand that.
I don't like to have my arm chomped down on, Carl. Is there anything wrong with that?
Okay, Nelma.
What? You think I can't hit very hard?
I didn't say that.
My husband thought that, Carl, once. Once.
Nelma.
Here, I'll show you.
Ow! Nelma, ow!
How was that, Carl? You think I hit like a girl?
Never.
Well, that's what the catfish thinks.
Its days on this earth are about to be over?
You got that right. I got fish to noodle, Carl. Get out of my way.
Carl Perkins here, taking a punch in the face, just like the fish. Back to you.
Thanks, Carl. Boy, what it takes to be a reporter for this radio station, huh, folks? We'll check in with Carl later on. And now we're going to bring you the Red Dust Community Theater on the air. Once a week, the Red Dust Community Theater comes down here to the station to put on a condensed version of a famous play. This week, A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Dust Community Theater on the air.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that was amazing. Truly marvelous. Now, wait a minute. Could you do it one more time again? This time more condensed.
I've always depended.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that was brilliant. Absolutely amazing. I wish I knew how you did that. What power, what emotion. Could you do it just one more time? This time more condensed. Oh, my goodness, they're brilliant. I may faint, truly brilliant. They're amazing. Next week, the Red Dust Community Theater on the air will bring you another condensed version of a famous play for your enjoyment. We're now going to take another break, bring Jonathan back up here from Red Dust Rockabilly Band, the Salt Licks. Take it away, Jonathan, one more song.
CC Rider, now CC Rider, what you've done? Well now, CC Rider, now CC Rider, what you've done? Now, girl, you made me love you. Now your loving man has gone. I'm going away, baby. I won't be back until next fall. I'm going away, baby. I won't be back until next fall. And if I find me a good girl, I won't be back at all. Well now, CC Rider, now CC Rider, what you done? Now CC Rider, oh CC Rider, what you done? Now girl, you made me love you. Now, 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 now your loving man has gone. CC Rider now, CC Rider now, CC Rider now, CC Rider now, CC Rider, what you done? Now, CC Rider now, CC Rider, what you done? Now, girl, you made me love you. Now, 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 your loving man has gone.
Thank you, Jonathan Bomboy from the Salt Licks. You know, Red Dust, we've got a church on every corner in this little small town, and we really love our gospel singing. We're going to bring up the Red Dust Gospel Quartet. We're going to sing a couple of songs for you.
Travel down this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. And blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I wander through the valley dim toward the setting of the sun, lead me safely to a land of rest if I a crown of life have won. I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend, and blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
One more.
I'm in the way,
the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way, telling the world that Jesus saves today. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer. I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land way. soon I shall see him in that home above. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer. I'm in the glory land way.
Dust Gospel Quartet, thank you very much. Now we're going to bring you advice for guys and gals, that show that gives you solid advice on how to deal with members of the opposite sex.
Guys.
Dudes.
Ladies.
Oh, patient females.
We've got a test for all of you out there in the dating world.
Communication.
When she wants to talk about a problem, you listen, displaying what looks like a concerned expression.
Score. Zero.
When she wants to talk, you listen for over 30 minutes.
Plus five.
You listen for more than 30 minutes without looking at the television or picking up a newspaper.
Ooh, plus 10.
Ding, 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 ding.
She realizes this is because you've fallen asleep.
Minus 50. Driving.
You lose directions on a trip.
Minus five.
You lose the directions, end up getting lost.
Minus 10.
You end up getting lost in a bad part of town.
Minus 15.
You get lost in a bad part of town and meet the locals up close and personal.
Minus 50.
She finds out you lied about having a black belt.
Minus 100.
Game day.
I'll leave you to watch your game, honey.
Plus 10.
To go shopping.
Minus 10.
With your credit card.
Minus infinity.
Working out.
You're going to work off that gut.
Ooh, minus 20.
I think you're getting a six-pack.
Plus 20.
I think you working out, honey, is great. I'm so proud of you.
Plus 30.
Now, when are you going to go get Rogaine?
Minus infinity. Minus infinity.
There you have it. Advice for guys and gals. Now a word from one of our sponsors.
Needing to get coffee on the go? Having to have a snack, but you're in a hurry? Need a tank full of gas and not just for your car? Then it's time to drive on down to Meg's Honk and Get It, right here in Red Dust. We are open 24 hours a day to service your drive-through needs. Want a burrito from around the world? Try them down at Meg's. Want to buy the new issue of the Red Dust Examiner and Chronicle? We got it right here at Meg's. We got chili on a stick, fruit in the bucket, ice down soda waters in the barrel, and brew in the cooler. We are the original full-service convenience store. We put convene in convenience. Need a chocolate bar and unleaded fuel? That's right. Come on down to Meg's Honk and get it. Sent to town by your wife to get milk, eggs, shortening, chicken feed, motor oil, toenail clippers, and potato wedges to go? You can get it all down at Meg's Honk and get it. What store can boast all that in one location? None. So come on down to Meg's Honk and get it. We're at Meg's, you honk and get it.
With us here in the studio for just a quick visit, we have our morning drive guys, Buck and Henry.
Hello out there in radio land.
Greetings and all that.
I'm Buck.
And I'm Henry.
All right, let's go.
No, Buck, we got to say a few things on the air here.
Why?
Well, to let them know we'll be here tomorrow for our radio show.
Well, you know, Henry, tomorrow never comes.
What's that?
Well, tomorrow never comes.
Since when?
Well, since always.
So tomorrow never comes?
No.
So we're all going to die before then?
Well, Lord, I hope not. I'm just telling you, tomorrow never comes.
I heard you the first time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, tomorrow never comes. It never gets here. Anyone knows that.
So the world's going to end? I better go to church.
No, pay attention. There'll be a tomorrow.
But you just said there ain't going to be a tomorrow.
Well, that's right. When you wake up in the morning, it won't be tomorrow, it'll be today.
Well, you're mixed up. Today's today. When we get up in the morning, it'll be tomorrow.
No, you're wrong. When we do our show tomorrow, it'll be today.
You mean tell me that if I got up today for tomorrow, a whole day ahead of myself?
No.
Well, I've already got up once today.
You're messed up.
Me?
Look. Today's today and tomorrow's tomorrow, but once we get up tomorrow, it won't be tomorrow, it'll be today.
Well, I'll just wait until the day after tomorrow then.
No, that won't make no difference. The day after tomorrow will be tomorrow. Tomorrow once tomorrow is today.
Well, it can't be both at once.
Well, it won't be.
You can't have more than one day at a time. I know that.
Listen, yesterday, today was tomorrow.
Now that's 3 days you're trying to cram in there.
Henry, when yesterday was today, today was tomorrow, and tomorrow was the day after tomorrow. It's very simple.
Oh, well, when you explain it like that, sure.
So, really, tomorrow never comes, see?
Absolutely.
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, I do.
Well, you tell me then.
All right. Yesterday, when it was here, was today, and today was tomorrow. Tomorrow was the day after tomorrow, and tomorrow never gets here, because once tomorrow's here, it ain't tomorrow, it's today. And today it's yesterday, and the day after is tomorrow. Got it.
Are you sure?
I have nary a clue.
Henry.
But I'm out of here.
Hey, well, I'm sorry, folks. We got to run. My partner's lost his mind. We'll see you tomorrow. I mean, today.
Thanks, Buck and Henry. We'll see you when we see you. We're going to take one final visit to the Wauhoso River with Carl Perkins, checking out the annual Red Dust Noodling Tournament. Carl.
Carl Perkins here at the banks of the Wauhoso River.
Didn't do it, Carl. No pausing, Carl.
All right. Well, I'm here with last year's noodling champion, Luther Poteet. Hello, Luther.
Heidi.
Luther, how goes the noodling today?
Well, I've got to tell you, the catfish is really upset today.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it might have something to do with the fact that we're trying to catch them.
Well, have you caught any today, Luther?
Got two that chomped down on me to the elbow. They're a little small, though, for the competition.
How small is that?
Oh, one's about 40 pounds, another's about 45 or so.
That's huge, Luther.
Not for the tournament, Carl. That's just getting warmed up.
Now, I've heard there's been some trouble out on the river today, Luther.
Well, yeah, Kurt Hendricks and his old man were working the other side, which is a bad idea anyway, and they got took under by a catfish.
To where?
To their death, Carl. These catfish can get as big as a double-wide trailer. I seen one down in Texoma that'd make Willie the Whale look like a minner.
Don't you think the contest should be stopped to find the Hendrixes?
Not really. No. You know, the noodling must go on, that type of thing. They'd have wanted it that way.
Well, that's awful cold of you, Luther.
Not at all. I don't think so. We've all got to go to our reward sometime up on high. Why fight Providence?
And it doesn't hurt to have a fewer people to compete with.
You said it right there, buddy. I didn't.
Thank you, Luther.
Thank you. I better get back to it.
And as I look out across the river, I see these grown men shoving their arms into dark caverns of mud to see if they can get catfish to swallow their arm, thus catching the fish. Listeners, Luther Poteet has just disappeared below the surface of the water here at the Wauhoso. The other competitors don't seem to be fazed one bit. Sir? Sir?
Yeah?
Did you see that? One of the contestants just disappeared under the water.
So?
So he hasn't come back up yet.
That's what we noodlers call going deep for the fish. I do it all the time.
Yes, but do you never come back up to the surface?
Oh, you worry about the little things in life. He'll be all right. I gotta go.
I don't believe this, listeners. Another man has just disappeared below the surface of the water. Some of the judges are going to the water to investigate. Oh, no. Two of the judges have been taken under. This has gotten out of hand. And another. The contestants are dropping out like flies. I've never really seen anything quite like it.
Carl? Are you there, Carl?
Yes. Carl Perkins here, reporting live from the noodling contest at the Wauhoso River. The waters of the Wauhoso are calming back down now. No sign of any of the contestants or the judges. I'm the only one down here at the banks of the Wauhoso. I think it's safe to say that this year's competition's over without any clear winner as of yet. Back to you.
Thank you, Carl. There you have it, folks. The noodling tournament ending quite abruptly with no contestants left to compete. Now, Does that mean that the fish fry's canceled this year? Somebody find that out. Folks, we're going to finish up the show tonight with Red Dust in review. Summer is more than half over here in Red Dust. The football boys, as you heard, are gearing up for another season. The fourth has come and gone with a minimum of firework-related injuries, which is a first for us here in Red Dust. The noodling tournament has obviously come and gone. Another summer is almost past us. The kids will be getting geared up for school again, and our young scholars, some not so young and others not so scholarly, will be gracing the halls of Red Dust schools once again. You know, Red Dust may be a small town. We may be off the beaten path compared to some of the other towns around here, but we value what we have and try and give our best for the next generation of young people coming up. We care about our kids getting and staying in school. We want them to excel. And if they stay here in Red Dust, that's fine. But if they leave, we want them to be as prepared as they can for the next step of their lives. Folks, we're going to lose a few of our grads this fall to Votech, to college, and other places. And here in Red Dust, we still have a few folks who don't take education for granted. My granddad never made it past the eighth grade. He had to work to help support his family during the Dust Bowl and the Depression. He never received a coveted high school diploma in his life. Yet he never ceased to emphasize education to his four boys, and that was passed from my father to me. Yes, Red Dust is a small town. Sure, we're country, we know that, but it doesn't diminish our commitment to our young people and to what they can achieve during their lifetime. Education is part of it, a big part of it. And folks in Red Dust know that. We're sending a few off of our own this fall to greater halls of learning. We're going to miss them. But we know that better opportunities are being afforded them, and we wish them the very best in whatever they choose to do in this life. Folks, that's it for our show. We thank you for coming out. Our cast tonight, Big Jim Miller, Katie Caton, Cassie Engel, Rick Sanders, Sean Martin, Jonathan Bomboy, and myself, Brett Jones. We thank you for coming out, supporting this university. We thank you. Have a good night. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and God bless.